Tu bandera es un lago.
Marianne Cullick sings the anthem of her homeland, Honduras. After 4 years studying in Australia, it's not only her family she misses.
I also miss the Honduran gastronomy. It's quite different from Australia, for sure. It's very difficult to find the right ingredients to prepare my home country meals. So we have to ungrab this, and then voila!
Marianne uncovers the Honduran snack tamales. It's essentially rice, olives and potatoes wrapped in banana leaves. But as important as food is to Honduran culture, so is football.
For us, it's also attached to our culture. You know, it's not only a sport. It's something that means a lot of our identity.
Honduras is vying for its fourth World Cup finals, and standing firmly in their way are the Socceroos. Marianne will travel to Sydney for the second playoff leg next week. But ahead of the first leg in Honduras on Saturday, she's watched as the Australian media has bashed her country.
And it turns out we're going to San Pedro Sula, which is apparently or once was the murder capital of the world.
That's the presenters on the Channel 10 program The Project. Another gag on the show drew comparisons between Honduras and the terror group IS. Marianne leaps to her country's defence.
Not only an offence, but also highly irresponsible. Honduran people are very warm and kind and hospitable.
That's the most valuable suit ever. Yeah, there is no price. And this is at the back of it, all countries that we eliminated.
That's Raleigh Rasich discussing the memorabilia in his private Australian football museum at his home in Sydney's West. Rasich was the man who coached Australia to its first World Cup appearance in 1974. He says underestimating the small Central American nation would be at Australia's peril.
You have to understand Latinos. They don't talk about prime minister. They don't talk about treasurer at the moment. They talk only about a game against Australia. That's a dream for that nation.
But the Socceroos' opponents are also indulging in some pre-game hubris of their own. This week, David Suazo, arguably Honduras's greatest ever player, said Australia lacks an important football tradition. But taking a look around Raleigh Rasich's museum, all you see is tradition.
We are a nation, competitive nation. We are united. Bet every dollar that 80,000 people will be there with green and gold supporting.